a stark warning from the AA on the petrol price. And it could, quite feasibly, petrol could cost 20 Rand a litre by the end of this year. Big increase coming through on the first Wednesday of next month. The precise amount, of course, gets decided on at the last minute, depending on movements in oil prices and currencies. The AA today, though, saying that petrol at the moment would be going up 99 cents a litre if tomorrow was increased day. Diesel and paraffin by 1 Rand 42 a litre. Kevin Lings, chief economist at Stan Lib, with us this evening. Are you hiding under your desk yet, Kevin? Or have you bought a bicycle, a battery-operated bicycle, to get to and from the office? Because this is the stuff that we've been frightened of for years, and this is the sort of petrol apocalypse coming true.
Evening, Bruce. That's right. Yeah, huge increase, very, very likely. Now, in order to avoid the 1 Rand on petrol and the 1 Rand 40 on diesel, we would have to have actually a very dramatic decline in the oil price or a very substantial strengthening of the Rand, both of which seem somewhat unlikely at this stage. Obviously, the main pressure is coming, though, from the oil price. And with oil at over $80 a barrel and trending higher, I'm not sure what would turn that around. So in my mind, it might not be exactly 1 Rand a litre for petrol, but it's going to be close, and it's going to push the petrol price up over 19 Rand. So yes, it's entirely feasible that we'll have 20 Rand a litre for petrol before the end of the year, in time for the Christmas season.
Oh, excellent, because not like anybody drives around much at Christmas time. It adds hugely, of course, to the pressure on in the short term, household budgets, getting to and from work, to and from school, taxi rides, all of that sort of stuff is immediately affected. And then a couple of months down the line, suddenly carrots cost more, baked potatoes cost more, whatever it might be. Everything that is transported that requires petrol to be transported ends up costing more.
That's right, Bruce. So we are concerned about a range of pressures that are building up in the system in terms of inflation. It's not just the fuel price, but obviously the fuel price, as you say, permeates into most other components, so that'll create further upward pressure. We're also concerned about international shipping costs, which have remained fairly elevated for some time, and we import quite a lot at this stage as we build up for the end of the year season. So I think we're going to see higher prices naturally feed through from that element. I'm also worried about electricity, where we've still got to digest the 13-14% increase that hasn't really been factored in fully yet. And then we've got food inflation that's over 7%. So a range of factors. Internationally, we know that inflation is very elevated with lots of different pressures in that system. So unfortunately, this is occurring at exactly the wrong time, because obviously a huge number of people try and move around at the Christmas time. Plus, if you look at the basket of goods that many people spend most of their money on, it is essentially transport and food. And both of those areas now under enormous pressure. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough couple of months ahead. Hopefully then we start to at least see the oil price moderate, but not much we can do in the short term about it.
Yeah, the base cost of petrol in South Africa is high. I mean, there are other countries where it is much higher, of course, but over the years, it's been a very easy place to add on taxes. And I think on every litre of fuel that we buy at the moment, 6 or 7 Rand is made up in various charges, transport costs, taxes, levies, call them what you like. It's the fixed cost of petrol. The higher oil price now finally is counting against us. Imagine if we'd added the toll roads into the mix. A decade or so ago, when that was the public demand that should be done so that the user would pay. I mean, that would compound this problem, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We have increasingly relied on these indirect taxes, and we have used the fuel levy and to some extent the road accident fund as another option instead of using the VAT rate. So a regressive indirect tax, but it's become a very significant contributor. And as you say, it's a fairly easy tax to increase, and I guess to some extent to administer. And I've got no doubt we'll see another another increase in the fuel levy at the time of the budget. It also makes it very difficult, if you think about these pressures that are in the system around food and fuel, makes it very difficult for government to try and really be disciplined in terms of things like social payments and salary adjustments. So it adds layers of pressure throughout the whole system. And I think that we're going to find the government having to give in to some of that pressure as we go forward.
Kevin Lings, thank you. Chief Economist at Stan Lib this evening. The